may be seated. Every Sunday at Grace Bible Church, members and visitors who profess to know and believe the gospel are tasked with the immense privilege of celebrating what we call the Lord's table. We get to keep Christ's commandment that he gave to his disciples whenever we drink that little cup of juice and eat that small cracker. And although Jesus told his disciples, "Do this in remembrance of me," we are always in danger of doing it in remembrance of ourselves. Are you aware this morning that it is actually possible to take communion in remembrance of yourself? To put self at the forefront of your mind while you attempt to remember Jesus? It is possible to remember what Jesus accomplished in the gospel with yourself as its ultimate end rather than God. And it's precisely because of this ever-present temptation to do that that we have passages like 1 Timothy 1:15 through 17 to help us take our eyes off of ourselves and to remind us that the gospel is primarily about God. So please turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, as we let it remind us that Jesus accomplished the gospel for God's glory. That's what we'll see in this passage as we prepare our hearts for communion, that Jesus accomplished the gospel for God's glory. Through the Apostle Paul, God says, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." Few sayings can be accepted with complete unquestioning confidence, but here's one. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is a trustworthy statement. Messiah Jesus, the divine Savior King about whom the Old Testament prophets wrote, he became a man in order to rescue rebels from their portion of God's judgment. What truth is deserving of fuller acceptance than that? In unimaginable love and grace, Jesus saved those who were wholly undeserving of salvation. He didn't save godly people. He saved sinners. But why? Why would Jesus, equally glorious and self-sufficient as God is, why would he show such mercy to sinful people? Verse 16 tells us, "But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost of sinners, that is, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life." So verse 16 explains that Jesus showed Paul, the worst of sinners, mercy for the purpose of revealing his own patience. Paul's salvation, which was instructed for all future believers, served the purpose of putting Jesus' patience on display. Paul realized that he and other believers weren't merely saved so that they would have eternal life. That purpose would be far too small. Jesus saves people ultimately in order to demonstrate something amazing about himself, something amazing about God. According to this passage, his own flawless patience. Also notice where Paul's thoughts lead him in the next verse, verse 17, as he considers that the gospel reveals God's own perfections. He cannot help but burst into spontaneous praise in verse 17. "To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever." And as if that wasn't enough, he adds, "and ever, amen." So, Christian, how will you take communion this morning? Will you remember the trustworthiness of the statement that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners? And will you stop there? Will you merely reflect on the eternal life and other benefits that you've received in the gospel? Or will your thoughts go as far as Jesus went, that you might know his perfect patience? Let your meditation on the gospel in the next few moments lead you to greater awe of God, not merely the benefits you receive in the gospel. Praise God that he is the kind of God who would desire to also be a savior of such sinners like us who would believe. Now, we realize that everyone who is with us hearing this does not yet truly know Jesus. Some of you don't think of Jesus' death as truly deserving of full acceptance, and so we thank God that you're here. And what we hope for you today is that you realize that the gospel is worthy of your wholehearted acceptance, and Jesus is worthy of your wholehearted devotion. If you don't believe that Jesus, or if you don't believe in Jesus, if you still cherish sin and reject his lordship over you, then please, when communion comes, just don't take anything from the trays. But do give serious thought during that time. Do give serious thought to what your rejection of Jesus means. You and we all, but you who do not believe in Jesus, will one day stand before a judge. And on that day, you will stand before a judge whose patience towards you has run out. Believers, when your heart is prepared to take communion, then do so on your own. Mindy, you can come serve us.